It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 344. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah Highway Patrol thinks the woman who caused the fatal accident on I-215 in Holiday this afternoon was confused and had been driving the wrong way for 2 or 3 miles. I'm KSL News Radio's Carol Hoffelmeyer.
Second, France confirmed its third case of the coronavirus. These are the first cases found in Europe. Authorities said all 3 sickened people had traveled to China, 2 of them in the same family. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Retirement Planning for Mountain America Investment Services. Emergency traffic on I-215, Ricky.
That is the closure of eastbound I-215 South Belt at 2300 East. We also have a crash in Draper. Northbound I-15 is just after Bangor Highway. Now moved to the right, but adding to delays in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Showers out there, rain and snow, and temperatures near 40. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
38 degrees in Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
House Democrats wrapping up their final day of arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. Leading House Manager Adam Schiff talking about President Trump standing next to Russian President Putin, rejecting U.S. intelligence conclusions that Russia interfered in the 2016 election.
It's not just a propaganda coup. It's not just the undermining of our agencies. It's also that the buy-in to that propaganda meant that Ukraine wasn't going to get money to fight the Russians. I mean, that's one hell of a Russian intelligence coup.
Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Republican, wants allegations about the Bidens investigated, though they have been widely debunked.
We cannot have an America where only one side is looked at.
President's legal team starts their arguments tomorrow. With continuing coverage, the impeachment of President Trump. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Is Minority Report closer than we think? We're learning London police might soon start using a controversial technology to help find suspects in crowds. ABC's Alex Stone joins us live with more on this. Good afternoon, Alex. We're talking about...
Good afternoon to you.
We're talking about facial recognition, aren't we?
Yeah, so London today announcing the police department will begin using face scan technology in their surveillance cameras around London. They've got about 628,000 surveillance cameras. It is one of the most surveilled cities in the world, and they say they're going to take the next step with those cameras now, put in AI, artificial intelligence, and begin using that to scan those who are in public areas for suspects who police are looking for. So if it is a crowd walking down a street, if they're in a public stadium, that the cameras will scan that crowd, look for about 2,500 faces that have been loaded into that AI system, and then highlight for police if the cameras see any of those people. They say it'll be like having millions of police, extra police on duty, because these cameras don't take breaks. They don't have lunch breaks. They don't have days off. They will just constantly be scanning the streets day and night. Now, there are civil liberties groups and others who are angry about this. They say that it takes away from privacy. Police say you don't have privacy on public streets and public areas. They say it could, that the groups argue, potentially misidentify people based on race and other factors. Police say humans misidentify as well, that a police officer might misidentify somebody until they can get to them and spend time identifying them. They say this will be something very similar. Police are saying that this is the way they've got to go, and they defend it, saying it will be a good program for London.
You can imagine that police forces around the world are watching this. Any word about police thinking about this in the United States?
Nothing that we know of yet, but every big city has a lot of surveillance cameras, whether it be Salt Lake or New York or L.A. or Las Vegas. That even though the discussions, at least publicly, aren't underway in the U.S. yet, no doubt police departments around the world will be looking at what London does here and see what mistakes does the software make, how accurate is it, how much does it help in catching those who are on the run. The world will be watching.
Alex, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. That's ABC's Alex Stone live on the KSL Newsline. KSL News Time 3:49. Emergency traffic brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. Do we have a timeline on when that freeway might be opening?
They're hoping to have it open by about 4:30, so we still have a little ways to go. This is eastbound I-215 South Belt, closed at 2300 East. That's where the crash occurred, but any eastbound traffic traveling that way will be forced off at 20th East. Now, right now, westbound lanes are open. It's been unaffected. If you are traveling northbound on I-15, we do have a crash in Draper just after Bangor Highway. It's mostly to the right. Had some debris in the road, but is causing some delays after Bangor Highway. Southbound I-15, you're good to go downtown all the way to the point. But from SR-92 to SR-73, Lehigh Main Street, traffic is a little heavy and slow. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways look good. Don't forget, we've had a couple of crashes on Main Street in Heber City. Highway 40 really not causing too much of a delay. But in Summit County, the Sundance slowdowns are in place on the Park City surface streets. Steve?
And emergency crews still working in auto pedestrian accident 1350 Southwest Temple in the downtown Salt Lake City area. Southbound Foothill, just a bit busy between 13th and 17th South as you roll out from the U and the U Hospital areas. Northbound 15, some slowdowns at 23rd North, and you're back on the gas till you hit right about the Layton Parkway, then some slowdowns up to Hillfield Road. And that structure fire has still closed Main Street between Park Lane and Shepherd Lane in the Farmington area. Plan a little midday break to learn about the birds and nature during Tracy Aviary's lunchtime lectures. For more information about lectures and other special events, visit tracyaviary.org. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant Wayman has our forecast.
Temperatures around 40 rest of the day with scattered rain and snow showers. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, gets up to 46. A nice day, and then 47 Sunday with more clouds. Rain and snow that afternoon, and snow possible Monday morning as well. Partly cloudy Monday afternoon, 42. 41 on Tuesday with more cloud cover. Clouds on Wednesday, 41. And then clouds Thursday, 42. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Outside, we have 38 degrees in Salt Lake City. Have you ever wondered what a mummy might have sounded like? Well, technology might let us know. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes on KSL News Radio.
Select Health wants to help those that help others. The Select Health Awards rewards individuals and organizations in Utah that are working to improve the health of those around them. Each year, 20 well-deserving organizations will receive $3,000 and a marketing package worth over $20,000 to further their missions. Whether it's keeping kids active, helping adults with disabilities, or serving any other special population, Select Health wants to lend a hand. Applications are being accepted now through February 29th. Apply online today at selecthealthawards.org.
It's a new year. Let's build a new you. Utah Home Fitness will start by saving you a ton of money during our resolution sale, our biggest sale of the year. For example, with 0% financing, you can be working out at home on a Precor commercial quality 400 series treadmill, the kind you see in health clubs and resort hotels, or with an Inspire Home Gym, perfect for a garage gym, for just $94 a month. See stores for details. And friends, once you own home fitness equipment from Utah Home Fitness, you'll see the benefits of getting a health club quality workout in the comfort, the security, and the convenience of your own home. Come in, try out any piece of equipment in our stores, and shop with confidence, because we're better than anything online, price-wise, selection-wise, and service-wise. Start thinking better, feeling better, and looking better in 2020. Start now during our resolution sale. Utah Home Fitness, 3 locations, Woodhill Village, State Street in Sandy, Station Park in Farmington, and at utahhomefitness.com.
New Year's is coming, and new looks in your home could be on the way at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Carpet, hardwood, and laminate flooring, tile, and granite countertops, and hold on, it's all priced up to 60% off during the massive January clearance sale at all 11 Ogden's Flooring and Design locations, where they must sell all of their current inventory to make room for new 2020 products. 60% off. And right now, you can also get 0% interest for 12 months, OAC. You'll find remnants starting at $99, which will cover an average bedroom. $99. So if you want to ring something in, make it a new look in your home. Visit ogdensflooring.com to learn more or to find a store near you. Find your new look for New Year's. Ogden's Flooring and Design. Online at ogdensflooring.com.
For every room in your home,
every room in your home,
Ogden's Flooring and Design.
Ever wonder why your tires have grooves and my racing tires don't? This is Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Good tire tread helps keep traction on the road in everyday driving, and those grooves are designed for safe handling in wet conditions. To check the safety of your tire tread, grab a penny and insert the coin into your tire's grooves with Lincoln's head facing down. If all of Honest Abe's head shows above the tread, it's time to replace your tires.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
We're watching Utah's Money on KSL, brought to you by your Utah Honda certified vehicles. A national athletics ruling body is tightening rules on shoe technology. This after Nike, the Vaporfly, helped runners break a bunch of records. The changes won't affect the everyday buyer of Nike or other shoes. KSL Drive's Tesla overtook VW as the world's second most valuable car maker, right behind Toyota. Reuters reports Tesla's stock has more than doubled just in the last 3 months. Millennials are bringing back knitting. One millennial has turned her college knitting blog into a multi-million-dollar business. Christina Party now sells beanies, gloves, and other comfy knitted products. Dow is down 170. The S&P 500 lost 30. And the NASDAQ dropped 87. Well, ever wondered what a mummy might have sounded like? Thanks to 3D printing, we now know.
Scientists at the University of London used a 3D printer to copy the vocal tract of the mummy of an Egyptian priest who lived 3,000 years ago. They were able to reproduce a single sound. Here it is. It kind of sounds like the priest is rather unimpressed with the whole thing. Or if you could suddenly wake up groggy after sleeping 3,000 years, maybe you'd have the same reaction. What, can't you hit the snooze button for another half a millennia? Or, where's my toothbrush? And what's with the body-sized tourniquet? Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It is time for Cougar Tracks on KSL. Here's Mitch Harper.
BYU head coach Mark Pope has always said that seniors do magical things for a team. Yesterday, the magic was on full display for the Cougars as seniors Yoli Childs, who was cleared to play from a finger injury that sidelined him the past 2 weeks, and Jake Toulson combined for 54 points to lead BYU to a 74-60 win over the Pacific Tigers.
The effort that these young men are putting out every single night. Like, I leave every game inspired. Win or loss, actually, I leave inspired. The courage these guys are playing with and the commitment they have to each other. And there's something special happening on this team. And that doesn't guarantee you any given outcome. It's awesome, man. I'm having a good time.
Now BYU travels to San Francisco to take on the USF Dons. Tip-off tomorrow from the Hilltop is at 3 p.m. with coverage beginning at noon, with Cougar Sports Saturday right here on KSL News Radio. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.